Hi everyone, this is Teresa Peck and I'll be doing a devotion for us tonight. A Christian song called Just Be Held by Casting Crowns was playing the other day, and the lyrics really struck a chord with me. For this devotion, I would like to look at each verse of that song, discuss how it's applicable to what many of us are currently experiencing, and look to God's Word for encouragement and support. I have included a link to the song. I suggest you listen to it either before you get into this devotion or at the end once I've finished, or you could do both. You may also want to jot down the Bible verses as we go. I find them helpful to refer to during times of trouble. When we look at the song, Just Be Held by Casting Crowns, the first verse of the song reads, "Hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on." I'd like to look at this verse in context for us as we're living today. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31 in the Bible spends much time describing the qualities of women as hardworking, diligent, strong, trustworthy, shrewd, generous, and caretakers of husband and children. As wives, moms, and women, we are expected to be there to meet the needs of our families, friends, and communities. As the first verse of this song suggests, we are often the ones who hold it all together. The schedules, the meal preparation, the housework. We kiss the boo-boos and make it all better. We support and encourage our spouses, kids, grandkids, friends, other family members, and members of the community. Others often look to us to determine how to react in times of trouble, distress, and fear. But what happens when life throws us a curveball and leaves us barely hanging on? Recent days have thrown many of us into chaos. We are dealing with times of uncertainty, fear, and frustration at a level many of us may not have experienced before. Because of the coronavirus and the stay-at-home orders, many of us are now expected to be our children's teachers, to keep them mentally and physically occupied all day, every day, and we're doing this while being trapped at home. Many of us are now working from home or trying to do classes at home. We may be juggling those responsibilities while caring for our homes, caring for our children who are constantly underfoot, and meeting the needs of our spouses. We may need to meet needs of friends and other family members. Some of us are actively caring for aging relatives, and some of us are beyond worried because we cannot be with relatives we love and who need us. Many of the families have lost jobs, meaning there are stressed, anxious, and maybe even angry people stuck at home with us. Money may be tight. Feeding your family may be a concern. How to pay rent and for bills is a very real concern for many right now. And maybe you're just lonely. You're stuck at home, can't go anywhere, no one can come to see you, and you're feeling beyond alone. Whichever of these categories you fall in, life has surely hit you out of nowhere, and you may be barely hanging on at the end of each day. This takes us to verse 2 of our song, which reads, "When you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go." We need to realize as women that there will be days we're just done. Days where we have no more patience, anger has taken over, and we're feeling overwhelmed and afraid. We need to remember we do not need to carry this alone. The Bible tells us in Psalm 73:26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." We see hope in Matthew 11:28-29. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And finally, we need to remember, as Isaiah 41:10 tells us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." If we go back to that song and we look at verse 3, it begins by saying, "So when you're on your knees and answer seems so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held." How wonderful to accept that sometimes we can shelter ourselves in God's love and mercy and strength. We can also find hope in these Bible verses. 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Psalm 57:1, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." How appropriate for today. Verse 3 of the song continues, "Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne. Stop holding on and just be held." As the song suggests, God is using these times of trial to build and create a better future for us if we follow His will. In Proverbs 3:5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The next two verses of the song, Just Be Held, continue to remind us to focus on God, not to focus on the trials, stresses, and storms we are in. It reminds us that God can and will use these times to direct your paths and create a future for you. Verse 4, "If your eyes are on the storm, you'll wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you'll know I always have and I always will." Verse 5, "Not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands." In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, we read, "For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." And in John 16:33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Finally, we read in the last verse, "Lift your hands, lift your eyes, in the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart, I'll hold your heart. Come to me and find your rest in the arms of a God who won't let go." Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise Him." I would like to suggest a few ideas that may help us practically take the lessons of this song to heart. Things we can do to help us as we face trying days, days when the storm seems too much to handle, days when we are struggling to let go and just be held. First, I would suggest that you try to find time for self-care, even if it's only a few minutes each day. Take a bath or a shower. Step out on the porch. Have a cup of tea in the sunshine. Dance in the rain. Read a few pages in a book. Watch a TV program that you enjoy. Sneak a small treat when the kids aren't looking. Whatever works for you. Number 2, ask for help, particularly God's help. In Matthew 7:7, we read, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Not only, though, should we ask God for help, we should ask others for help. Other women have been and are where you are right now. They may have been fed up with the kids, out of patience with the spouse, feeling like they're alone in the world. Other women understand. Phone a friend. Call a minister. Call a friend. Call me. Call your kids, your grandkids. If it's really severe, call a crisis hotline. But don't be afraid to give up the control and let others know if you need help and support. Finally, be a help to others in this. Check in on your friends, fellow Christians, fellow employees, your neighbors. Helping others helps yourself. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 11 through 12 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you have been doing." The third thing I would suggest is to take some time away from social media and the news. For many of us, we want to know what's going on, but this can be very anxiety-producing. Sometimes we're hearing things that just do not sound good. Maybe instead taking some of that time to consider listening to Christian music, which instills hope and grows your faith. Spend some time you may have been watching the news or on social media reading your Bible or listening to devotions. The Bible, in fact, reminds us in Colossians 3, verse 2, "Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." Fourth, I would suggest that you pray and read the Bible. Pray for those who are ill. Pray for those who are leading us through these difficult times. Pray for those who do not know God, that they may turn to Him during these times. Pray prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Just pray. Jeremiah 29:12 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4, tells you to pray for all people. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So pray. Read your Bible and pray. Fifth, I ask that you would try to maintain an attitude of gratefulness even in times of trouble. Praise God for the blessings that you do have. Focus on the blessings that you have. Praise him for the promises that you know God keeps. Praise him for being with you and holding you as we ride out this storm. Psalm 34, 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What a promise that we can feel peace no matter what is going on in the world today. So as we finish this up and prepare to listen, hopefully, to the song that's linked here, let us remember we are not alone. Our God is in control in these stormy times, just as he was when he was on the boat with the apostles and a huge storm came upon them. In Mark 4:39, he was in the boat with the storm. He awoke and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Our God will defeat this storm we're in, and he can give you calm in the midst of it. The lyrics in the song have reminded us, "Come to me, find your rest in the arms of the God who won't let go." We do not, as women, always have to be strong. Sometimes we can lay in the Father's arms and be held, resting in his strength, allowing him to give us peace. One last piece of scripture, Lamentations 3:22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I hope this song and these thoughts, as well as the verses, may bring you a degree of hope, peace, and comfort as you continue on today and awaken tomorrow. I pray for God's blessing on each of you during these difficult times.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.